CFM's Adam and Ari for breakfast. Listen now at home on the iHeartRadio app.
Good morning, Adam.
Morning, Ari. Morning, all. Welcome to the 29th of August, 2022.
Can you believe it? It is, though, a great day to have a great day.
Yeah, it doesn't count if every day is that, though, does it?
Every day is a great day to have a great day, Adam. Yes, it is. It's a new week.
Means nothing to me if it's every day. You've got to have the lows to have the highs, you know what I mean?
Yeah.
So...
Whatever, Adam. So negative.
Big weekend, big week, last week too, AgFest.
Oh, we had so much going on. Like, wow, wasn't AgFest amazing? I checked my new belt.
From AgFest.
Thank you to Simon Martin Whips and Leathercraft. I've purchased my first RM Williams item.
And look, well purchased.
Boy, I'm not going to lie, I really do want to buy boots and a hat. I might have to go out there again.
Sorry, AgFest is closed now.
No, I'm just going to go out to Sprayton and just splash some cash, I reckon.
So did you get the car out okay?
I did. I had to get actually the team from Chile to help.
Okay.
The promo team, Hayley loves to full drive. So I was like, Hayley, please help me. Got it bogged over the AgFest days, I think 3 or 4 times.
Yeah, that's a good amount. We'll talk about bogging later as well. But you can chuck it up online now. The talk is up. CFM Bernie, CFM Devonport, where have you been bogged? You're welcome to ride AgFest.
Yeah, I mean, everyone. And a huge shout out to all the volunteers as well. They did an absolutely incredible job helping everyone get their cars out and directing them. And I know that they got a little bit of a hassle and a little bit of, hate. So, yeah, just a huge shout-out if you're a volunteer at AgFest. We appreciate you.
And also, over the weekend, the Night Glow Run in Devonport, the fun run.
We've had a busy week, haven't we?
How good's that? That's my first glow run. So much fun. Everyone dresses up.
That was amazing, wasn't it?
There's dancing, there's music, there's glow sticks.
Oh, literally. Like, it's a vibe. That's me, besides the whole running part.
They lit up the Devonport Bluff. Well, Ari, you know, besides the... What do you mean? Ari came 12th. Overall in the 8K and third in the women's and was on the podium and everything. We'll tell you about it soon. How did she do it? Doctors hate her. Doctors hate her. How does she do it? No pills needed. 5 second rule next to wake us up. Mark Ronson, CFM 13 past 6. Very shortly, we'll tell you how Ari managed to come third in the women's for the 8K or the Light Night Glow
that
running Devonport.
That training's paying off, isn't it?
Or did she do it some other way? We'll find out very soon. But we can't tell you before we do a 5 second rule.
We've only got 5 seconds to say the words.
Righto, Ari and I like to wake each other up with a bit of a challenge. You've got 5 seconds to name 3 things, essentially. And you listening, can have a play along as well.
Alrighty, if you're playing along, having breakfast or in the car on the go, you've got 5 seconds to beat Adam. Alright, Ads. In 5 seconds, name 3 things that make you scream.
Scary movies make me scream. A huntsman. Ran out of time. When would I scream? Huntsman,
I don't know. Maybe when you're watching Pearl Jam.
Cockroach.
If you saw, who's that Dave Noonan on the stage at AgFest? There was a little bit of a...
Did you hear a scream? There was no scream. I wouldn't
you
be
were
at a,
screaming on the inside.
I wouldn't be at a Pearl Jam concert going, would I?
Maybe on a ride, on a roller coaster.
Yeah, I suppose.
Do
like
you think it's
like a manly scream?
Yeah, but it's still a scream. I would scream like seeing Zac Efron.
Didn't you already?
I did scream.
Been there, done that.
Yeah.
Boring.
Oh,
met him already. Didn't you fist pump him or something?
Oh, shucker.
Yeah, you shuckered him.
Yeah.
In Hawaii. So who cares? Done it.
Yeah,
old
but
news,
I still
Zach.
Screamed.
Did you scream?
Yeah. It was very thrilling.
All right, here we are. Serious business now.
Oh, no.
In 5 seconds, name 3 movies with sequels.
Oh, yeah. Final Destination, Pitch Perfect, and, oh, God, that's really hard to think that fast.
Damn.
Oh, my God. That was so close.
You got the Terminators, the Star Wars.
I know, there's so many.
Batman's, Toy Stories. Shame. Getting low on a Monday morning, 24 past 6. Little John and the Eastside Boys, steady on, fellas. It's Monday morning.
I told you it was going to be a great day.
Saturday night, we participate in the Light Night Glow Run in Devonport. I've got to say, we've been doing a bit of training with Brian Lyons as well for the Bernie 10. And runners, can I just say, runners are the nicest people ever. It doesn't matter if you're slow,
you
fast, like an athlete. They'll still greet you with a smile when you run past them and say, great job.
They actually are. That community that was there and the community that has been doing the training with us as well have just been so welcoming and so lovely. And they always ask, you know, how you doing and, you know, make sure you stretch. And I actually was running with a beautiful lady who was just like, you know, just make sure you breathe, take a deep breath, and then was like counting my breaths for me. I was like, you were so lovely. I don't know how I did this without you.
And turns out the training has paid off, especially for Ari, because she came third in the women's for the 8K and 12th. By the way, I came 89th overall and in the men's 42nd out of 46 men.
I am so proud of you.
So I came 89th, Ari came 12th. How did you do it, Ari? What's your secret?
Oh, I'm so sorry to everyone. I really did give the 4K a good crack.
Yeah.
And I wouldn't have made it back if I had done another 4K. So I came third in the 8K, but I only ran 4.
And
they were so embarrassing.
You had to get up in the presentation for third.
Oh, my God. Place, Ariel Ackland. And I was just like, lol, guys, that's funny. And I was looking around, they kept looking at me. I'm like, I'm not going up there. Like, just announce who actually came third.
You thought
place.
They were joking.
I honestly thought they were kidding. And then I almost wet myself because I was like, this is the funniest thing ever. How did I come third? And I was so confused. I was like, maybe I came third in the 4K. But I was like, no, there was heaps of people running super fast.
Did they explain to you?
Yeah, Brian just like gave me a nudge and he was like, it's because you registered for 8K and only ran 4. I was like, oh, sorry, my bad. I didn't know how to change it.
So 35 minutes and 18 seconds was your time. Pretty good for 8K.
Stop it. I was very impressed and proud that I did that for my 4K. Like, I really, really did struggle after like a week of AgFest.
Mm.
Yeah, but now everyone's like, oh man, 8K, is that so quick? I'm like, it's so embarrassing. I'm so sorry.
Can I just say 24 minutes, 57 seconds for me in my first 4K, so I would have come first. Yeah. So who's the real winner here? That's a question.
Adam and Ari for breakfast.
Yes, home of the Ning Nang Nong controversy.
On Devonport's hit music station, 107.7 CFM.
Ari has tracked down the live stream audio from the Light Night Glow Run.
Embarrassed, guys.
Now, if you're just joining us, Ari managed to come third in the 8K event, third overall for women, because she only ran 4, but she was registered for 8. Here's the audio of her finishing.
And now, the Hudson 365, the Light Night Glow Run, in third place in the women's, in 35.18, Ariel Ackland. Popping where you dance for... Stop filming me. CFM, Monday to Friday, 6 a.m. Jump on up, come on. Well, is that your name?
Oh, what?
Yeah. I thought you only did 4. How did that happen? Take it. Just don't worry about that.
I'm like, what?
Yeah.
Isn't that your name? Well, yeah.
Why am I third? Who that next, CFM?
Adam and Ari for breakfast.
My money don't jiggle, jiggle. It falls.
On Bernie's hit music station, 101.7 CFM. Call 1-300-655-922.
It is Ariel Ackland here. I'd like to formally apologise to Kaylee, who actually did indeed come third place, and I stole her podium.
Yeah, but officially there on the record, she came fourth.
Yeah, but...
Third up, Ari.
But no, you are third. You are third, not me. Not me, please.
Oh, my God. This man is my exact double.
Who dat? Who dat?
Who dat? I can't tell the difference.
Alrighty, it's time to play Who Dat. We're playing with Tom Hanks this morning. If you think you can pick his voice in an audio lineup of 3, just give us a ring a ding ding on 1-300-655-922. If you get it right, you'll be in the draw to win a Thai Imperial Food Feast to the value of $50. They have a new cocktail bar. It's hot, hot, hot. And also, you'll go on the draw to win that $150 voucher to spend at Genesis Quality Metalworks for a flue clean and wood heater assessment.
You're familiar with the Hanks man?
Yeah.
Tom Hanks. Just got a check.
Oh.
Got a check.
Yeah, this,
What do you know him from?
Well, just stop asking me questions.
Forrest Gump and Green Mile. He also plays Woody in Toy Story. He's in a lot of stuff, Tom Hanks. All right, which one is him? 1-300-655-922 if you know. Is he A?
Las Vegas is now home to a 550-foot-tall Ferris wheel.
Is he B?
I got to hang out with you at an SNL after party.
Is he C?
From that day on, if I was going somewhere, I was running good.
A, B, or C, what do you think? 1-300-655-922, we'll go again. A?
Las Vegas is now home to a 550-foot-tall Ferris wheel.
B?
I got to hang out with you at an SNL after party.
C?
From that day on, if I was going somewhere, I was running.
What do you reckon? 1-300-655-922, which of those three clips is Tom Hanks to play who, Dad? CFM.
Panic at the Disco on CFM. It's 14 minutes to 7 as we do the Tom Hanks Challenge.
Oh, my God. This man is my exact double.
Who dat? Who dat?
Who dat? I can't tell the difference.
Ted from Devonport on to play Who Dat this morning. All right, we'll run the clips for you, Ted, and you tell us which of the three you think is Tom Hanks. Is he A?
Las Vegas is now home to a 550-foot-tall Ferris wheel.
Is he B?
I got to hang out with you at an SNL after party.
Is he C?
From that day on, if I was going somewhere, I was running.
Which one is he, Ted?
I'm hoping number C.
From that day on, if I was going somewhere, I was running.
Correct.
Number C it was.
I'm afraid that's incorrect. It's letter C. Nah, joking
well
with you, Ted.
Well done, Ted. Congratulations. You're in the draw to win that $50 voucher to spend at Thai Imperial Food Feast and also the $150 voucher to Jensen's Quality Metalworks for a flue clean and wood heater assessment.
Great, thank you very much.
Well done, Ted. Hang there and I'll grab your details.
Clip B was his son, Colin Hanks, and clip A, Ray Romano.
Today in history, the thing that happened.
Thousands of years ago.
Have you ever been on a motorcycle, Ariel?
Yes.
You have?
Yeah.
Well, the first ever motorcycle, the Daimler Reitwagen, was painted in Germany on this day back in 1885. Have you been on the back or you been driving?
Driving.
Oh, have you?
Yeah.
Well done.
Mate. Was it like a Pee-wee 50
yeah.
and a Pee-wee 80.
Yeah.
Then fell off too many times and was too scared to go the 100.
Did you own it?
Yeah.
Was it yours? Oh, God, here we go.
Oh, Adam. Come on, Adam.
Sometimes
stop.
When I got bored with my jet ski, I'd go on my motorcycle.
I didn't have a jet ski at the same time.
On this day back in 1997, Netflix Entertainment Company was founded in California.
Oh, 1997. Honestly, that sound, isn't it just glorious?
It began as an online DVD rental business. So
it's
they would
just amazing,
they'd ship
it?
You DVDs and you ship them back. Did you ever do it? I think we did it once, actually.
You did it?
Yeah, we did one of those.
You did it once.
It may have been Netflix, it may have been something else, but there was one in
no
Australia because we tried it out and it was just a bit like...
why not just go to your Blockbuster?
Easier, or your Video City.
Yeah.
Yeah, it was a bit easier to do that.
It used to be an experience too, hey? You'd go walk down there.
Exactly.
Get your DVD, walk back, you have know.
If you're a
get
kid.
Get your popcorn.
Have a quick look and a giggle at the adult films.
Oh, my
with
God,
you and your
yeah,
mates.
Yes.
Oh, look at the cover of this one. Oh, my parents don't see us looking at this cover.
And then decide, you know, you're going to get 7 day, get a cheaper one and get it for 7 days or just a new release for just one night.
Yeah, well, if I recall correctly, that was one of the advantages of this online rental is that you could have it for a month as well,
oh,
I think.
Oh, that's pretty good.
So, on this day in 2003, Skype was released. Oh, actually, sorry, getting a call right now. Have you used my... I was really confused during the pandemic why everyone was using Zoom when we already had Skype all this time.
I don't know, I like Zoom.
Yeah, but did you use it before COVID?
Yeah, I did use it.
Did
before.
You?
Yeah,
I'd never heard of it before
oh,
COVID.
Oh, really?
Never heard of it.
Nah. I used to heaps.
I'm just so confused. People
online what? Courses and training and catch-ups and stuff, yeah.
But I thought everyone Skyped with that.
Oh, I've only used Skype once for an interview.
Yeah, okay.
Downloaded the interview, never used it again.
I've used it a lot of
yeah,
times.
Yeah, because you stay on Skype and hang out with Marilyn Mike.
No, I don't.
Is that what you do?
No, I talk with that guy, Marilyn Mike, on a program called Discord.
Oh, yeah, I know Discord.
Yeah, it's
very
not,
cool.
Not on Skype. I've never Skyped him once in my life.
Yeah, okay, whatever.
On this day in 2015, Malcolm Turnbull was sworn in as Prime Minister after challenging Tony Abbott for leadership of the Liberal Party the day before as well.
There'll be no wrecking, no undermining,
and no sniping.
CFM's Adam and Ari for breakfast. Listen now at work on the iHeartRadio app.
Good morning, Adam.
Morning, Ari. Morning, all. Welcome to Monday. Ari L, our running champion.
I'm so embarrassed.
We're so proud of her. If you're just joining us, she placed third in the women for the 8K event of the Nightlight Glow Run Devonport event. We've got audio of the whole thing.
In third place in the women's in 35.18, Ariel Auckland.
Oh, what?
So proud of her.
Oh, so proud I did that in four Ks. No, I'm not 8Ks. Ah, that's pretty slow, not going to lie.
Not bad, only overlapped by two people. Coming up this hour, we're speaking to Giovanna Simpson about what's happening in Burnie. Word stirring on the way as well. Dog news coming up too. And, of course, after a lot of people got bogged out in AgFest, by the way, the volunteers did a great job getting people out as well.
Amazing. Huge shout out to them all.
We're asking this morning, where have you been bogged? Give us a call, 1-300-655-922, or chuck something up online, CFM Burnie, CFM Devonport on Facebook. This is the new one, first Britney Spears song in six years.
Oh, yes, Britney's back.
Elton and Britney, hold me closer on CFM. Britney Spears' first song in 6 years with Elton John. Hold me closer. CFM. Today we're talking about getting bogged. How'd you go at AgFest? How many times? What was your bog count?
It was like three or four times, but I am so scarred from the time that I got really badly bogged on the grass at Splash.
Okay.
Still so sorry to the team at Splash. Yeah, I had nice green grass and everything with no holes, and then I drove the cruiser on and it was like I just sunk. They had to go help and pull me out. So anyway, any time when there's like soft ground, I freak out now, especially in that van.
Mm-hmm.
So each time, like Caden did it a couple times, and then I got Hayley to drive it out and park it, so... Still got bogged four times.
Four was the count. Oh, nice work. Mm. But it was all okay.
It was all okay.
Now, the ground wasn't too wet. It was mostly, was it that it just got divoted in, or was it because it was wet at AgFest?
Well, on our site, it was pretty wet. Yep. It was wet and muddy, the grass, and it was a bit soggy.
Yep.
And then the bark chips as well, or whatever they were called on the site as well, it was just so soft. That, and especially with so much equipment in the back of the CFM cruiser that they just sunk.
Yeah. I got stuck one time with the volunteers pushing me out, but it wasn't wet. It was just my little Lancer got stuck in some of the tyre marks that are already there.
Yeah.
So I think that was some of the problem in the car park there, that they had to stop people buying tickets on the Saturday because those holes were getting deeper and deeper.
Yeah.
People were getting stuck in them. I did see when I left on the Friday, I did see a couple of people getting pulled out with the big, that thing that looks like elastic, whatever that is. Jason's written in, at an Airbnb he got bogged near Gordon Dam. We ended up needing to get a car out in the dark. Two guys pulling with rope tied to a tow ball, a person pushing and took the B&B cricket bats to try and put under the wheel to help,
smart. Sort
of DIY. In the morning, the mess on the lawn was terrible, and the lady who managed the B&B was far from impressed.
Same with the team at Splash.
It's either that or just stay there forever. I'm sure she doesn't want you to stay there forever either.
That's it. There's another comment here from Helen. Got bogged in my front yard last week. Had to be towed out.
Last week, getting towed out of the front yard for all the neighbours to see. Greg's written in, I once saw a guy in a Land Cruiser bogged on the nature strip in South Launceston.
Andrea, I got bogged at the Argosy once. We've been bogged full driving many times and at the snow.
I wonder if getting bogged in the snow is a different kind of bog.
Yeah.
And the solution, you've got to figure it out a different way because how does snow... I guess we need to know. When it compresses, it gets hard. I don't know. I've never been bogged in the snow. So.
I've never been bogged in the snow. I'd be like, shoddy, not driving.
Yeah. If you have, let us know, 1-300-655-922. What's it like to get bogged in the snow? Post Malone with Doja Cat on CFM. It's 26 past 7.
In third place in the women's, in 35.18, Ariel Auckland.
Our champion runner, Ari's got a dog news report for us.
This one is pretty thrilling, Adam. New dog mum photographs her rescue dog's first poop.
Tell me more.
If you don't have a dog, you just wouldn't understand. I was so proud of Jack and his first poop, the owner goes on to say. The defecation took place at approximately 2:30 p.m.
Look at the time.
Yeah. Chrissy reportedly dashed home to gather her family and bring them over. There they stood admiring the poop until Timmy, age 7, broke the moment by saying he was going back inside to watch Power Rangers.
Yeah, fair enough, Timmy.
There's more on him. Chrissy's uncle Jeff, who'd come over the house immediately prior to the defecation, pointed out a breach in the middle of the poop and indicated that it was nearly fractured upon disembarkment.
Fractured? What does he mean? Like it's split apart? Yeah. Is that a problem?
Oh, it almost. It nearly.
Is that a problem, isn't it?
I don't know. It's in the dog news. But ultimately, the dog retained solidarity and thus delivered whole. So it was indeed a whole poop.
Okay, good. Chrissy, well, that's good. I guess. I think that's good. It doesn't matter.
Chrissy posted the picture of the poop to her Facebook page saying, "My dog Jack's first poop, Adam." It received 183 likes and one comment from her 257 friends. I'm just going to keep scrolling. Oh, Chrissy goes on to say, "I would get that dog on a grain-free the first comment and the only comment goes, I would get that dog on a grain-free diet straight away," Chrissy wrote former high school sweetheart Doug Parker, who'd recently reconnected with Chrissy after 24 years of no contact.
How did they deep dive on this story?
I don't know. Though Chrissy has a Twitter account and Instagram account, she didn't post it on those accounts, only on Facebook. And the dog is a pug, by the way, a 5-year-old pug. And and she was just so proud. Honestly, I could go on. The article just keeps going about Tyler, who went inside and didn't want to. He's like, "I don't want to know anymore." Chrissy was telling absolutely everyone. There was a comment made to her out in the streets. It was the cutest little poops. Like, it just goes on and on.
People stop her in the street. "Oh, I saw your post." Congrats.
"I saw your dog did a poop."
Well, all's well that ends well. I'm sure he's had many more since this article.
Oh, well done, Jack, and having poo.
I just want a dog. And I want my dog to be in films.
Word Sanger.
Something.
It is time to play Word Sanger. This is where Theo, our word machine, will give you two words. Do you know the word that goes in the middle of the sanger? If you think you do, give us a ring-a-ding-ding on 1-300-655-922. If you get that word right, you'll be in the draw to win a $50 voucher to spend at Niche Plants in Shearwater. They are open 7 days.
Good morning, Theo. What do you got for us, brother?
Your words for today are ball and bull.
Ball? Ball and bull.
Ball and bull.
Ball and bull.
Like a Chicago bull.
Yep, ball
and a bowl.
Ball.
Ball and bull. So bowl, like you play with a bowl in a sports
like a
game.
Ball.
So in basketball, the Chicago Bulls play with a bowl.
Yeah, okay.
So it's bowl something bull. Do you know what the something
bull
is in the middle?
And bull.
1-300-655-922. It's the same word. Same word comes after bowl that comes before bull, like the animal that runs at the red stuff.
Bowl and bull.
Bull. Can't you say bull? Like the cow with horns.
Bull and bull. It just sounds the same.
Bull and bull.
Bull and bull.
Yeah. Bull and bull. Bull something, something bull. What's the something? 1-300-655-922 if you know.
Word Sanger.
Something.
Sue Coiba. From Coiba. You don't happen to know Heath Brett, do you?
No.
Okay.
Demo.
He's always commenting on our Facebook page. He's always making sure Coiba is represented. So he's doing you proud out there in Coiba.
Oh, okay.
So if you see him, say hello for us.
Will do.
Our word machine will give you the clue again, Sue, and you tell us what you think goes in the middle.
Your words for today are ball and bull.
What goes in the middle, Sue?
Pit.
The word for my sanger is pit. Ball pit. Pit bull.
Oh,
she's
oh,
done
wow.
it.
Sue has done it. Congratulations, Sue.
Thank you.
You are our Word Sanger champ for the day, and you are in the draw to win a $50 voucher to Niche Plants in Shearwater.
Thank you.
Well done, Sue. Hang there, and I'll just grab your phone number.
Okay.
Good morning, CFM's Adam and Ari for breakfast, joined by the Queen.
She's a killer queen, gunpowder, gelatine, dynamite with a laser beam.
Guaranteed to blow your mind on a Monday morning, oh, Giovanna.
Giovanna Simpson, good morning.
I don't know if I'm guaranteed to do that, but I'll take it because it's Monday morning.
Perfect.
Exactly. Oh, doing fantastic, G. Hope you're well too.
I am well. You guys have been so busy. You've been, you know, up at Agfest, so welcome back.
Thanks
very
you.
Much. Tell us about the Burnie 2022 show and Agri Expo. How's things shaping up?
Speaking of Agfest and stuff, the Burnie show is shaping up to be an incredible one. It's at the new Agriplex showground, which is up on the way to Ridgely, and the committee have been dedicated to providing this show. It's going to be awesome. Lots of animals, of course, because it's all about agriculture, produce, craft competitions. And, of course, you know, the producers get an opportunity to showcase their products, just like they do at Agfest. And, of course, you have a popular sideshow alley. Who doesn't love a good
Ooh.
Carnival ride?
Exactly.
Love it. Absolutely love it. I don't, but lots of people. I'll probably go on the Ferris wheel. That's probably my limit of thrill seeking.
Well, that's something.
Yeah, that's right. There's something. There are hundreds of commercial exhibitors this year looking forward to showcase their products. So tickets will go on sale. They're on sale now, actually, at burnietickets.com. The show, of course, is the first weekend in October, Friday the 30th and Saturday the 1st. So grab your tickets now.
Oh, amazing. And if you want to dress up a little, there is the Speak Up, Stay Chatty Blue Tie Ball.
Yes, so keen for this. I've been busy organising this one. Speak Up, Stay Chatty Blue Tie Ball. The tickets will go on sale later in the week. Huge event for Burnie, the first time ever that Speak Up, Stay Chatty had a ball here in Burnie or anywhere on the northwest coast, in fact. Tickets are $160 and will include a three-course meal, auction, live music from the Clinton Hutton Band, so it doesn't get any better than that.
Oh, amazing.
I know, it's going to be just awesome. So we're asking people to, it is a blue tie ball, so dress up in blue. I've already got my frock, so Ari, get your frock ready to go. We need a blue one.
Super fancy.
That's going to be amazing. For those that don't know about Speak Up, Stay Chatty, they work to promote positive mental health and prevent suicide by normalising conversations around mental health. Guest speaker is Mitch McPherson. He's the founder of that in 2013. And, you know, they do incredible things. They organise community events, fundraisers, presentations to community groups, workplaces, schools and so forth. You can head online soon to burniearts.com to grab your ticket. So just keep an eye on our Facebook page for more details.
Oh, bam. And the Burnie City Council is looking for expressions of interest to do with quite a few upcoming events.
Yeah, we did. Now, we did get rid of our event section at council some time ago because it's not really council role to run events. So what we're doing now is seeking expressions of interest to conduct a number of vibrant events across our city during the 22-23 year. So as I said, rather than us delivering the events directly, we now just want to be a funder to enable those events. So we're looking for things like regular movie clubs at the Cultural Centre, a big day at Shorewell, the Christmas parade, of course, always a big event for any community, New Year's Eve event, Friday night beach market, Australia Day community event, and things like that. So we're looking for people that are, you know, are in the know-how of how to run events, and we'll help them and support them do that and fund them as well.
Sounds like
that, does
yeah,
it?
I'm like, sounds like Burnie's going to be the place to be.
Burnie's going to go off, and, I really want a big New Year's Eve event because I want to book the Ringmasters, so my favourite band. So let's get some events happening in New Year's Eve and get it going. So calling all people, let's do it.
Oh, my God, sounds amazing. Thank you so much for joining us this morning, Queen G.
My absolute pleasure. Thanks for having me, guys, and have a great day.
CFM's Adam and Ari for breakfast. Listen now in the car on the iHeartRadio app.
Good morning, Adam.
Morning, Ari. Morning, all. Today we've been talking about where have you got bogged. There's a few more comments that come in. Lara has said, my partner's gotten a truck bogged not once but twice on our property in different places.
And a truck too.
Yeah, that would not be easy.
No. Honestly, I'm loving the comments coming through because it's making me feel so much better about all the times I've been bogged.
Happens to us all. Amanda got bogged on the lawnmower.
Oh, no. Ride on lawnmower or push lawnmower?
Why, imagine ride on.
Yeah.
You wouldn't be logged on a lawnmower if it was a push. Damon said, I could not believe how many cars got bogged at Agfest this year. In those conditions, people brought Nissan Micras and Minis. Crazy, but a great laugh. Hey, Damon.
Oh, my God. Honestly, such a great laugh.
Some of us don't have vehicles to choose from.
At least they can see your car, Adam.
Because it's yellow.
Yeah.
It's quite low down. It's not really, that great in that kind of terrain,
but
I've
honestly,
discovered.
Like, how amazing are the volunteers? Oh, what legends.
Helping everyone out, giving everyone a push.
Honestly, so good. A lot of people are saying the Argosy Hotel as well.
Must be a boggy area.
Yeah, it must be a boggy area.
I'll tell you one way to not get bogged: on horseback. So we're going to talk to this guy, Dakota Wolf. He travelled on horseback from Sheffield to Hobart recently to deliver some important letters to the Premier. It took him 10 days. We'll find out more from him very soon. Chorus King's on the way. One final person will be winning $250 to spend with Rex Airlines with On The Fly as well. Come fly with me. Sorry, got confused. Birthday book coming up too. And I think we're checking in with Street Team member Kane. Yes, he's connected. He's ready to go. We'll check in next. Freebies.
Uh-huh. Load it up with the Coast's best free stuff.
They see me rolling.
It's the CFM Street Team.
It is indeed the CFM Street Team. K-Dog, where are you this morning? And are you currently bogged?
No, I'm not currently bogged this morning, thankfully, because that was a nightmare trying to work out if you were going to be before you actually left sight at Agfest. But anyway, great laugh, great laugh. Hey, this morning I'm at the front of Harvey Norman here in Burnie. We're on board, of course, got the CFM show bags. We've got your Friends with Benefits key tags. I've got some T-shirts, some exfoliating mitts, thanks to Glow Cosmetics, and, of course, the Williams wraps. They're the only Tasmanian-made wraps. Don't settle for mainland imports. Buy local and support local. Now, I'm in the cruiser at the front of Harvey Norman in Burnie, and, of course, the CFM cruiser's powered by Harvey Norman Electrical, the king of big screen TVs.
There's no bog in a Harvey Norman, Adam.
Is that a fact?
That's a fact.
All right. Birthday book next, CFM.
Happy birthday to me. Happy birthday to me. Happy birthday to me. Happy birthday to me.
All right, time now to shout some birthdays out for Monday the 29th of August. These have been submitted through our website, cfmtaz.com.au. They're also in the draw for $50 to spend at Peppermint Parties in East Devonport. They've got marquees, they've got photo booths, and they've got lots more.
All righty, a huge happy birthday to David P. Carroll from Sandy Bay. Happy birthday to David P. Carroll. Love the Carroll family.
From down south, Sandy Bay, Hobart way. Well, guess what? I've got one here for a different David P. Carroll who's from Devonport, it says. Happy birthday to David P. Carroll. Love you so much, the Carroll family.
I did say David, huh?
I think so.
Okay, cool. Just checking. Sweet. Tani J from Ulverston. Happy 9th birthday, Tani J. Hope you have a good day. Love Mum, Dad, Kirby, Braden, Cohen and Jiren.
Indy from Burnie. Happy birthday, Indy, and congratulations on your race yesterday. We are so proud of you. Love from Ella, Hunter and Katie.
Yeah, congratulations, Indy. Well done.
And another one.
Oh, I don't have another one. Oh, so's mine.
Must have been a last-minute one. Are you refreshed? Kalani Allison from Studley.
Oh, Studley.
Can't miss Kalani.
Happy birthday to our beautiful baby girl. Wow, 5 already. We can't believe how fast you're growing up. Never change, baby. Lots of love. Dad, Mum, Indy and Addison.
CFMTAS.com.au to get those birthday entries in.
Get them in.
Next up, our final winner of CFM's Come Fly With Me. If you called up Friday, get your phone ready. We're going to be calling the winner of a $250 Rex Airlines voucher. All thanks to Rex. That Devonport to Melbourne route has begun.
Come fly with me. Let's fly. Let's fly away.
Yeah, yeah. Alrighty, we got one more winner.
The lucky last person. So if you called up on Friday, then make sure you turn the volume up on your phone. We're about to give the lucky winner a ring-a-ding-ding.
Hello?
Is that you, Zach?
Zach.
It is.
Hey.
What's up?
Hey, Zach.
How are we all?
It's us.
Well, it's us.
Oh, yeah, Adam and Ari.
He's done it. He knows. He deserves an airline voucher, surely.
You've answered correctly. Congratulations. You've won yourself a $250 Rex Airlines voucher.
Happy days.
How good
actually,
is
one
that?
Of the mum and dad's,
so
that worked well.
Oh, nice. How beautiful. Congratulations.
You're going to be in their good book, Zach.
Oh, definitely.
Oh, so good.
Golden Child, they better get you a nice gift for Christmas.
Yeah. Well done, Zach. You called through quite a few times on Friday.
No, not really.
It was more than once, though, wasn't it?
Maybe.
Three times. You called through three times.
Yeah,
sounds
about right.
Yeah. Well, it paid off. Congratulations. Yeah. You'll get a text message from us and enjoy, yep. I guess your parents enjoy flying Rex Airlines.
Awesome. Thank you, Ashley. Sing it to the
chorus.
La, la,
la. Chorus Keys.
Sing it.
We hope your vocal cords are warmed up because it is indeed time to sing it. We want you to sing it for your chance to win. What's going to happen? Well, we'll play a snippet of a chorus of a pretty cool song. If you think you know the rest of the chorus, give us a call on 1300 655 922. If you get the words right or we just really think you had a good crack at it, we'll chuck you in the draw to win a $50 Leading Edge Electronics voucher. They are indeed local, just like us.
Alrighty, here's the line for today. What's the next bit? We need the next bit from you. 1-300-655-922. Our question this morning is, if you're looking for me, baby, then what?
If you're looking for me, baby.
Oh, that's so good.
What's the next bit? That's all we need. 1-300-655-922. We will go get one more time.
If you're looking for me, baby.
Next bit. That's all we need. 1-300-655-922.
Take it to the chorus.
La, la, la.
Chorus Keys.
Sing it.
Taylor from Burnie's on with us this morning to beat today's Chorus King. All right, we'll give you the line, Taylor. You take it from there, all right?
If you're looking for me, baby.
Go, Taylor.
Go, Taylor.
You know you can find me following the sun.
Sounds good to me. Oh, check the tape.
You know you can find me following the sun.
Go, Taylor. Congratulations. You are today's Chorus King, and you are in the draw to win that $50 voucher to Leading Edge Electronics.
Awesome.
Well done, Taylor. Hang there. We'll grab your phone number.
Thank you.
Good morning. CFM's Adam and Ari for breakfast. We're joined on the phone by Dakota Wolf. Dakota, you may have heard of him recently. He rode a horse all the way from Sheffield to Hobart to deliver some important letters to the Premier. Thanks for being with us, Dakota.
Good morning. How are you going?
We're good.
Well, thank you.
Could you give us the lowdown on what the letters were that you wanted to deliver to the Premier?
So the letters were from our paramedics here in Tasmania, just raising some concerns, through the challenges they're actually having through their work. So we're raising awareness around mental health in the workplace and the challenges that our paramedics face here in Tasmania.
So what happened when you got to Hobart?
Well, we actually had sent an email off to the Premier in advance asking to meet. But unfortunately, he couldn't meet with us.
Mm-hmm.
And unfortunately, he was unable to provide anyone to meet us there. So, but lucky enough, Rebecca White agreed to meet. She accepted the letters and passed them on for us as well, which was great of her. Thank you.
So have you heard anything since?
No, well, we actually had a follow-up email that we sent to six ministers from... at both state and federal level, and only two ministers responded. So the Premier hasn't responded to that email.
Yeah.
And obviously we're just hoping that our Premiers would all, work together and find a solution to our health crisis.
Yeah, definitely. And this is something super close to home for you as well. Can you share a bit about what happened with you?
In the past, I've gone through, my own journey, and the paramedics were there for me in my time of need, where I'd actually stopped breathing, and they brought me back. Now, my son recently had an incident as well where he required paramedics, and again, if it wasn't for them, we wouldn't be here.
Yeah, so it's something very close to home. What made you decide to travel down by horseback?
Well, it's very easy to ignore an email, but it's very difficult to ignore a guy on horseback riding beside the highway on his way to Parliament.
Yeah, definitely. How did you feel about not being able to actually get to the Premier? Did you feel a bit disappointed by that?
No, obviously disappointed. But I guess the public support around this whole campaign has been absolutely awesome. You know, and obviously some of the ministers that actually have engaged us has been really good.
Yeah.
So at least they're listening
and there is stuff going on in the background. And some of the measures the government have put in place will help, but it doesn't really address the root cause. So unless they actually look at the entire health system and the root causes of what's going on, they're just going to continue to have the issues that they've got.
Yeah. So what's the next step for you, Dakota? Where are you jumping back on the horse?
Well, actually, we've got a ride coming up for the 25-year anniversary of the Tasmanian Trail, and we set off on the 15th of September and get back here in Devonport on the 1st of October. And the anniversary itself will be held at the Highland Lakes Hotel in Myina on the 24th, which is a Saturday. So if anybody's about, definitely drop in.
Yeah.
It'll be around about 1 o'clock.
Oh, amazing. So that's the next step. Grab your horse and join.
Get back on the horse.
Well, that's our recreation. That's the way I maintain my mental health.
Yeah, definitely.
So, I mean, obviously the campaign that is called Settle Up for Life. And the ride that we do for the Tasmanian Trail will be on the Mile Offer Trails.
Yeah.
Our Facebook page.
Awesome. Thank you so much.
Good on you, Dakota Wolf, and thanks so much for raising awareness about this. You might not have gotten through the premier, but obviously it's raised a lot of awareness. We're talking about it right now on the radio, and a lot of people have heard about what you've done. So,
no, but I'd like to just say thank you to everybody that supported us. Thank you very much.
CFM's Adam and Ari for Breakfast. Listen now, anywhere you are, on the iHeartRadio app.
Good morning, Monday morning with Adam and Ari. We're talking about where have you been bogged after a few people had a bit of a boggy weekend and end of the week last week at Agfest. Trish has written in and said she's been bogged at the beach, the forest, in a boggy driveway, on the lawn.
Oh, my God,
she's the queen
Trish.
Of bogging. Yeah.
Surely if you get bogged that much, you'd have equipment in the car ready to go.
Well,
you'd be an expert.
I don't know. No, well, you're having to go with Trish. Poor Trish. Didn't you get... You got bogged four times.
I know.
Where's your equipment? After Splash, you should have got the equipment, Ari.
I know. And Matthew has said, yeah, I've been bogged, and I even have a photo of my 96 Magna bogged in sand.
Nice. Cherish that photo.
Gotta get photos, otherwise it didn't happen.
Get it printed up on a poster, frame it in your lounge. Jake has written in, the most embarrassing time is when I got my four-wheel drive stuck and a Subaru Forester pulled me out, a little compact SUV. pulling out the four-wheel drive.
Yeah, there's definitely levels of bogging embarrassment for sure.
Definitely.
Craig has said every hole on the golf course.
No, oh, yeah, every... Nice, Craig. Chantelle has said... In a cemetery. Got bogged in a cemetery.
Ooh. You wouldn't get bogged too deep, would you?
Ooh. Ed Sheeran coming up, Blessed Union of Souls as well. This is Lizzo. It's about damn time we played this again.
Turn up the music. Adam and Ari for Breakfast on 107.7 CFM. I got a feeling I'm going to be all right. Call 1-300-655-922.
It's about damn time. Beyonce, Break My Soul, CFM's Adam and the running champ Ari for Breakfast.
Third place in the women's in 35-18, Ariel Auckland.
Oh, what?
We're still so proud of Ariel Auckland. Coming in third in the women's 8K for the Light Night Glow Run that happened Saturday night at Devonport.
I'm so ashamed. It's so embarrassed. I'm so sorry, Kaylee, who would have actually come third.
So Ari ran the 4K, but she was registered for 8, so it made her look very fast because she only did half the race.
I was so dead after 4. There was no way I was going to make it back in time.
So she got third in the women's. We're very proud of her.
CFM's Apple for the Teacher.
Last week of voting for CFM's Apple for the Teacher.
Make sure you get your votes in. You can vote once per day up until Thursday. Just by voting, you will go in the draw to win a $1,000 IGA Tasmania gift card, which is super handy with prices of everything at the moment. So make sure you make your vote count and get it in at cfmtas.com.au. And Adam, not only that, the teacher walks away with something pretty epic too.
$1,000 to spend at Harvey Norman, plus the students in the class all get $50 to spend with Harvey Norman. So pretty cool little prizes up for grabs there. It's CFM's Apple for the Teacher. All thanks to Harvey Norman Devonport, Hampton Peters Real Estate, IGA Tasmania and La Trobe Early Learning. cfmtas.com.au. Voting closes this Thursday. The winner will be announced this Friday. CFM's Adam and Ari for Breakfast Monday edition. Just about done.
Oh, we're talking about bogging. Before we go, there's a few more comments that have just really stood out. Jackie has commented that she got bogged on the side of the road between Queenstown and Strawn. Being a female with no phone service, and she counted 15 four-wheel drives that drove past before one finally pulled over to help.
I bet you that was Dinger.
That's a
lot. I bet that was Dinger from Strawn.
I reckon Dinger from Strawn definitely was the one that pulled over to help. What a lad.
Sean's posted a picture to us, and I think it's an excavator that's been bogged. The scoopy things. One of those things you find on...
Yeah, I know what an excavator is.
The kinds of sites that you'd think they could handle
things.
Mud. No, the kind of sites that usually have a fair bit of mud, but it's under the mud, so I don't know. You have to get another excavator to dig it out.
Sometimes stuff happens. You get bogged.
Yeah, it's very wise.
No matter what vehicle you've got.
Yeah. Even an excavator.
An excavator.
That's right.
Well, the CFM crews have.
It binds us all, the bogging. Any other comments?
Actually, there's a few more. We've got one here. Lara has said, my partner's gotten a truck bogged, not once but twice in two different places on their property.
Yeah, I said that one.
Oh, sorry.
We'll leave you with Jerry. It's all starting to come apart here. Jerry's got your workday hits next. See ya.